I don't like the way that they have our homeless people buried out here. It really makes me want to cry to see them buried out here like this.
Shaquan Woods stands in the middle of a small burial lot at Owaka Cemetery near the village of Scottsville. The cemetery accepts county-issued vouchers to families too poor to bury their loved ones and for homeless citizens. Golf clubs and other makeshift markers identify individual grave sites. Several have only the name of the deceased printed on plastic placards. Woods stares with tears in her eyes.
It's disgusting. And then they have over there, they have like an open grave over there. Like they didn't even like cover it up or nothing.
Democratic Minority Leader Ted O'Brien says this is a familiar sight in many local cemeteries.
What we have in Owaka is we have on the right-hand side of the road kind of a beautiful rolling shaded cemetery grounds. And on the left side of the road where we are here, flat, sun-baked, stub grass really is distinct and separate. And we think that that's an unfortunate circumstance that needs to be remedied.
O'Brien, along with other lawmakers, have proposed reforms to the indigent burial program that include making it unlawful for cemeteries and funeral homes contracting with the county to leave certain plots and grave sites unmaintained or separated. The owners of the Owaka Cemetery were not available for comment. Lashay Agnew, WXXI News.